My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, once Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta in India, in that dirty streets, she was begging alms for the poor, sick and suffering whom she was taking care of. While she was begging alms, she went to a shopkeeper and asked, "Sir, please help my children to eat something, give something." Then, out of anger, the shopkeeper spit in her arms, and Mother Teresa took that in one hand, closed, and said, "Sir, this is for me. Give for my children." The shopkeeper was humbled and gave all that he had to her. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, whoever humbles himself will be exalted by God. We see in today's first reading from the book of Sirach is a lesson on humility. While pride is the deadliest of the seven deadly sins because it is founded on falsehood, which destroys ourselves and those around us, humility is perhaps the most characteristic of Christian virtues. The humble person finds favor with God, not because the favor is a reward for humility, but because humility, like faith, means abandoning self-assertion, all trust in oneself, and allowing God to act where we can do nothing. And we see in today's gospel, Jesus is at a meal in the house of one of the leading Pharisees. He notices the undignified scramble for the places of honor and is moved on comment what he sees through a parable. He says, the one who takes the lowest place would be asked to take the highest place, but the one who aspires the highest place of honor may be asked to move to the lowest. This is true to our lives. If we are growing to a higher position or to a higher place and wanted to move down, we feel difficult. We don't want to humble ourselves. We want to show up to others and we want to self-seeking attention by others, and we want always to reach highest and higher and higher. But God teaches us a lesson when we are all proud to ourselves. And we see in the second reading, which reminds us that our destination is Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, and the city of the living God, and we are all about to live with God. In this city, only the humble, like that of angels and saints, can dwell there. Certainly, the proud cannot, because a proud heart cannot worship the Lord. For a proud heart always depends on his own self. A proud heart always depends on his wealth, on his riches, on his self-sufficient things, never on God. My friends, our model in humility is Jesus. You see, we know the comment which was made to Jesus, he was a friend of sinners, so much so that a rhyme was made up about him. Behold, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. We see in Luke chapter 7 verse 34. He washed the feet of the disciples at the Last Supper as a sign that his followers ought to serve. Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. We are all his followers, and we clothed ourselves in Christ. Therefore, being his followers, we are also called by him not to be served, but to serve. Often, we find ourselves comparing ourselves with others. He is higher in position. They live superbly. They are rich. They have a lot of wealth. And I am not. And we often compare with others, which is not good to our mind, which is not good to our heart, which disturbs us. Thereby we fall into sin, and sin is ugly, which disturbs both mind and heart. My friends, we believe we are better than others. Consequently, we expect better treatment, more privileges, special favors, special places, prestige, and name and fame in the society we live in. And we read in our day-to-day lives in the newspaper, those people who have lived a very glamorous lifestyle, or who lived a wonderful lifestyle, but their name and fame is disgraced by their downfall, by their own way of life, we read. And God, today, through today's readings, makes us that we need to be humble. To be humble is to have a true assessment of ourselves before God and others. Let's be grateful to God for his unmerited gifts and numerous blessings, the small things which he gives us. Let us thank the giver, God, for all the gifts that he has showered upon us, rather than always grumbling that we do not have this or we do not have that and so on. We need to be humbling ourselves. Therefore, we'll be exalted. And may we live humbly and walk unassumingly with all people. In the words of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, humility is the mother of all virtues. Humility is the mother of all virtues. Put yourself on a pedestal, being closer to God in our humble and humility nature.